This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The city of Mariupol in Ukraine has been surrounded by Russian forces for days. Corpses lie in the streets. Hungry people are breaking into stores looking for food, and they're melting snow to use as water. In the 2 weeks of fighting since Russia invaded Ukraine, thousands of people are believed to have been killed, civilians and soldiers. Many terrified residents are now trying to get out of Ukraine. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is growing more serious by the day.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of Ukraine.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
It is critical that civilians, whether they choose to stay or to choose to leave, are protected.
Several thousand people did manage to leave the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy on buses Tuesday, passing through one of the humanitarian corridors Russia and Ukraine agreed to Monday. But Ukrainian officials say overnight shelling killed 21 people in the city.
The decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear site was knocked off the power grid this morning and forced to switch on to generators. The UN nuclear watchdog says, though, it sees no critical impact on safety from the power cut. Here in the U.S., Deputy Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland is blasting Russia's president.
President Putin has not only attacked Ukraine, he has trashed the UN principle of self-determination of states and questioned Ukraine's very right to exist. He is testing the foundations of international law, and he is testing all of us.
She testified before a Senate committee. A prosecutor told jurors this morning that the men charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 planned to hogtie her and take her away. The prosecutor said the men were angry about pandemic restrictions. This is AP News. The latest now on a Northern California woman accused of pretending to have been kidnapped.
A woman accused of faking her own kidnapping is out on bail for now.
She's saying that you defrauded $30,000.
Reporters trailed Sherry Papini as she pulled her sweatshirt hood over her head and ran to a car outside Sacramento County's main jail.
How was it like in jail?
The California mother, who police say faked her own kidnapping in 2016, has been released on a $120,000 bond. Federal Judge Jeremy Peterson agreed with her attorney that she wasn't a flight risk or a threat to the community. Papini was arrested Thursday and faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted of lying to federal agents and defrauding the state's Victims Compensation Board. She told authorities she'd been kidnapped at gunpoint, but investigators say phone data and other evidence suggests her injuries were self-inflicted and that she was actually staying with a former boyfriend 600 miles away. Officials say her abduction hoax cost Shasta County and others more than $200,000. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?